This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, April 25th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Dems push for flood aid for farms. Fong hopes to redirect rail money for water. And Farm Girl runs for governor. Dems push for aid to flood-stricken farms. Congress members from Central Coast districts are calling for an immediate disaster recovery package for California farms and ranches devastated by winter storms. Representatives Salud Carbajal and Jimmy Panetta estimate $500 million in damages to agriculture operations in their districts. Among the four districts in the Congressional Coalition, farmers have sent more than 900 requests for assistance from the Farm Service Agency. In Tulare County, flooding from snowmelt has led to $113 million in damages. In a letter to House leaders, the group called it imperative for Congress to provide aid for a full and timely recovery. On that note, Governor Newsom will be touring the flooded Tulare Lake region for today and will meet with local officials. Vince Fong eyes rail money for water storage. GOP Assembly Member Vince Fong of Bakersfield proposing to take nearly $5 billion from California's high-speed rail project and dedicate it to water conveyance, storage, and flood protection. Fong has long decried high-speed rail, arguing the state is wasting taxpayer money on a failed project. Following a joint hearing on the $128 billion project earlier this month, Fong said the state should redirect that funding to more pressing priorities. Keep in mind, legislative staff called it premature to end the project, but noted that a critical decision point is coming soon. It is uncertain, they noted, if the state will be able to acquire a stable federal revenue stream to complete just the first phase of the project. First farm girl to be governor. Lieutenant Governor Elena Kalinakis yesterday announced her bid to run for governor to succeed Newsom. When she first entered office, Kalinakis told AgriPulse she was proud to grow up as a farm girl, hunting, fishing, and growing things. Her family grew mostly wheat in what was then a rural stretch of Sacramento County along the Sacramento River, and Kalinakis worked weekends as a farm worker while in school. She shared that story again at a California Farm Bureau conference last month. Her father later became a successful and wealthy developer, as well as a prominent Democratic campaign donor. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West next. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning and welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. FSA administrator looks for disaster program flexibility to help flooded California dairies. Farm Service Agency Administrator Zach Ducheneau said yesterday the agency is looking for ways to provide more flexibility in its disaster programs for California dairies and other producers dealing with flooding in the West. Ducheneau, speaking at the North American Agriculture Journalists annual meeting in Washington, D.C., said the agency's tools need to be adjusted to better fit current conditions. One challenge, he said, is that income limitations are embedded in several of these programs, creating a challenge for California dairies, which tend to be larger than dairies in other parts of the country. Hopefully, we can continue to find the flexibility in all of our programs to better meet the need that's actually out there, Ducheneau said. Specialty crop producers stress mechanization in Farm Bill. Sunshine State growers are looking to the upcoming Farm Bill to get help with automation, an issue they raised several times yesterday at a House Ag Committee listening session in Newberry, Florida. Producers of many different specialty crops said labor challenges are forcing them to look toward mechanizing various processes in their operations. Mike Hill and his father, David, the chair of the Florida Fruit and Vegetable Association, both addressed the members of the committee to say the issue is a matter of the survival of the sector. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Ag Committee urged to retain climate funding in Farmville. The House Sustainable Energy and Environment Coalition Climate and Agriculture Task Force is urging the House Ag Committee to keep the $19.5 billion in climate smart funding in the next Farm Bill. The Inflation Reduction Act investment in conservation programs and technical assistance are, quote, critical to fighting climate change. The next Farm Bill represents a significant opportunity to strengthen climate resilience. The SEEC Climate and Agriculture Task Force said in a letter yesterday, the 18-member task force is led by Representatives Shelley Pingree of Maine and Kim Schreier of Washington. Coming soon, USDA's regional food business centers. In coming weeks, USDA will be announcing grants for a series of regional food business centers, according to Jenny Lester Moffitt, USDA Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs. Moffitt told the North American Agriculture Journalist that the centers will provide localized technical assistance to small and medium-sized producers and businesses who too often haven't been able to navigate the USDA process and qualify for federal grants and loans. USDA received $1.8 billion in applications for the $400 million program, she said. Why it matters? Well, USDA's not just about farms. It's about keeping food businesses alive in small towns. It's about keeping all businesses alive in small towns, she said. Iowa State scientists picked to lead NIFA. The Association of Public and Land-Grant Universities praised USDA's choice of Manjit K. Misra to be the next director of the National Institute of Food and Agriculture. Dr. Misra brings a unique and distinguished background to the role as a researcher, inventor, and administrator at a land-grant university focused on addressing the broad array of challenges facing agriculture. APLU Vice President for Food, Agriculture, and Natural Resources, Doug Steele, said yesterday, "We look forward to working with Director Misra as public and land-grant universities work to deepen their partnership with NIFA to support groundbreaking research and outreach to enhance the productivity, viability, and competitiveness of American agriculture," the group said. Misra will start May 8th. He has been the director of the Seed Science Center at Iowa State for 30 years. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Well, here's today's He Said It. The utility company's fixed charge proposal is nothing but a shameful attempt to exploit and rip off residential customers. That state Senate Minority Leader Brian Jones blasting a new proposal to charge customers based on income. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, April 25th, brought to you by Bravo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.